WTAW News Time is 7:05 at 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A national company that's shocked the ground in Bryan and the rest of northern Brazos County looking for oil and gas didn't get the support of the county commission to use county roads for similar activities south of College Station. John Vance, who represents one of the companies requesting a county permit, says they can do their work faster.
Have to come in and out of all these individual properties. It's much more time-consuming and much more invasive to do that and go into the backside of 2 acres and then the backside of 5 acres and then to just zip down that road, boom, 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 boom.
Precinct 1 Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman wasn't convinced there would be no damage to county roads.
Even though they're seal-coated, which we refer to as paved roads, can't withstand even the traffic that they're exposed to on just a daily basis.
County commissioners have not set a date for final action. They were told by their lawyer they cannot block the seismic shock test from taking place. Brazos County residents, you now have an additional option in how you respond to a jury service summons.
Brazos County reports a steady decline of answered jury summons since January 2014. District Clerk Mark Hamlin says there is a new option to respond to your jury service summons.
We are going to provide them a means to come here at the Lincoln Center starting at 6 o'clock on one day a month so that we can possibly enhance their ability and their access to the jury system.
Hamlin says an average of 25% of all summons go unanswered, and they're hoping to lower that number with this additional option. Citizens can still reply online, in person at the county admin building, or by mail as before. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
O'Brien police officer saw a man get hit by an SUV Monday morning near the intersection of Finfeather and Peace. 37-year-old Elmar Gillespie was taken to the hospital with a broken ankle and a cut to his head. His girlfriend, 28-year-old Lenita Lewis of Navasota, was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to the arrest report, Lewis drove to the police station and reported she struck Gillespie after he hit her on the head while they were parked at a convenience store where he was waiting for a ride to work. A Bryan woman was arrested on 4 counts of taking more than $800 from a debit card belonging to an elderly victim. 42-year-old Nicole Pena is out of jail after posting a $40,000 bond. Pena is accused of making cash withdrawals from an ATM and paying a BTU bill last December and January. Governor Abbott remains on the offensive about having the Texas State Guard involved in monitoring the federal military training exercise that's coming this summer to Brazos County and other locations in the state.
This is consistent with past operations. Texas has a long tradition of supporting our troops, and I don't think this will be any different.
Abbott denies playing a role in feeding conspiracy theories about the U.S. Special Forces exercises, nicknamed Jade Helm 15, claiming the Guard is serving as a communications facilitator to help disseminate information. WTAW News Time is 7:08 at 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
All right, man, everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool, what time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff.
Ooh, and Mom's nerve and pain stuff. Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
Cash and Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them as distinctive as you are. Visit CashinDental.com.
Good morning, it's 7-11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We're continuing to watch some very heavy thunderstorm activity off to our southwest and west. These cells are drifting towards the southeast, certainly producing flash flooding along their path. We'll continue to monitor them through this morning. Temperatures today up to 85. There will be some showers around. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 70. Clouds and sun, the risk of an isolated storm tomorrow, breezy 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy chance of a thunderstorm Friday, 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M softball gearing up for the SEC tournament, which starts today. There's a new bowl game in Texas. This one will be in Austin. Battle for the Boot in baseball and in NBA playoffs. All that and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
Well, what are they calling the bowl?
They don't know yet.
No. And where are they going to play it?
In Austin.
Well, I understand that. At the big stadium?
In Austin. They're also playing in Tucson, Arizona.
Fine.
But it doesn't say where, just in Tucson.
Fine.
Call it the Famous Bowl. It's got everything.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And the other one is in Florida.
Okay, fine. Anyway, still some heavy shower activity. It's drifting. This stuff is moving really slowly now. It's really slowed down. So that obviously means it's going to dump a lot more rain. Welburn's getting a pretty good shower right now, and then over just west of Navasota is where the heavy stuff starts, and up into College Station, obviously, we're experiencing it here. Some of it could be very heavy. We're like rust-colored if you're into the color radar thing. But there's rain all the way up to Marlin in some way, shape, or form on Highway 6 if you're traveling that way.
On a personal note, is this a car mover?
Here? Oh, well, not where I park, but no, I don't think so.
Oh, no, I walked out and looked
Did
down
you?
There.
It's okay.
Maybe 3 inches deep so far. Yeah.
We have a situation here sometimes where the parking lot floods, but hadn't done that in a while. What we get is mostly debris wash is what we call it, because all the tree and branches and stuff end up in our ditch here. But no winner Tuesday night in the Mega Millions lottery thing. So Friday's drawing is going to be worth $126 million, $78 million cash value. I know. But see, if you have that money, then you can go to Disneyland all you want. Despite hiking their prices at their theme parks this year, Disney announced yesterday the company's profits are up 10%. Up 10%. If you want to know where people are spending their money, I guess. The movie and cable network income is being offset by substantial quarterly growth in their theme parks, their cruise line, their television production, the ABC television network, consumer products, and digital media. Credit the company's diversification with $12.46 billion and the movie Frozen, giving the company a 32% increase in profits. Oh, man. And that's Disney Consumer Products that's doing that, too. Disney's Avengers theme products are selling well, also. The Mac.
Issued a flash flood warning for southeastern Burleson County in southeastern Texas, north central Washington County in southeastern Texas, south central Brazos County in southeastern Texas, until 8:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 7:05 a.m. Central Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Flash flooding is expected to begin shortly. Rainfall estimates are in the 2 to 4 inch range, with an additional inch likely some locations that will experience flooding include Lake Somerville Dam and Independence. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles.
Alice is larger than ever. I'm kidding. I said the mouse is larger than ever. I got cut off anyway. Yeah, if they could make that tone a little more harsh in my ears, I would, and make it last a little longer, that'd be great. Of course, the idea is to get your attention.
Your spine is now decalcified.
Well, something like, it's just, you know, the reason they do that is so that you'll really pay more attention than just us talking, to know that something else important is coming along rather than what we're yammering about. So, anyway, I guess that's pretty much what we said, is that Somerville had gotten pounded pretty heavily and is still kind of getting that. It's kind of getting away from there now, but it is moving to the east. So my thought is, I'm not a weather guy and I don't play one on the radio, but my thought is the Wellbornians and those kind of folks, Peach Creek and all that, need to be ready for stuff to come marching your way fairly soon. All right, let's see. Oh, my gosh. We didn't even know. A new study tells us that the Milky Way, not the candy bar, but the galaxy, our galaxy, may be 60% larger than we thought.
Oh, that explains so much.
How could we have made such a mistake? We are humans, after all. 15-year-old discovery got a second look, and the space geeks now think that the Milky Way is way bigger than we thought. So there.
Well, in their defense, I mean, it's sort of hard to measure something that you're inside of.
Yeah, it's true. It's like you got to do a 360 thing on it, and so, yeah. It's like you put a street view on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, a 2,000-year-old copy of the Ten Commandments, believed to be the oldest in existence, going on display at a Jerusalem museum. Is that a good idea? I mean, I'm just saying.
Only if it's stationed inside of a tank.
Well, that's what I mean. This particular version showed up in one of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and it's so fragile that it will be allowed to see the light of day for only 2 weeks before going back into dark storage. This copy of the Ten Commandments at Israel Museum, part of the Brief History of Humankind exhibit, which focuses on just 14 objects. Also making the cut was a 9,000-year-old sickle. Tools from an elephant hunt that took place 1.5 million years ago, the remains of a bonfire from 800,000 years ago, and a handwritten manuscript about Einstein's theory of relativity. That's a little bit newer than the rest of it, just saying. All right, it's 7:18. Business travelers, what restaurants do they expense at most often? Man, I'll only do 9 of the 10 because one of them's not here. Number 10 is Burger King. Number 9 is Jimmy John's. Number 8 is Wendy's. Number 7 is Chick-fil-A. Number 6 we don't have here. Number 5 is Dunkin' Donuts. Number 4 is Subway. Number 3 is Panera. Number 2, McDonald's. And number 1, of course, the big green monster, Starbucks. The Seattle-based coffee company made up 5.3% of all total expensed receipts. 5% of every receipt that was expensed. Expense Report software company Certify says the average Starbucks tab in the first quarter, you ready?
$30.
No. $12.22. That's you and somebody else, probably. I mean, that's my thought. That's probably two.
For hot water and beans.
That's right, and well, and all sorts of other wonderful things. By the way, we were talking yesterday about coffee and caffeine, and all the listener called to tell us that the darker roast coffees are not the ones that have the most caffeine. Actually, the lighter roast coffees do, because the roasting process destroys some of the caffeine.
Oh.
So if you're really wanting a kick in the jaw, don't be going with the morning breakfast blend type stuff. Don't go with the dark roast stuff. Go with the lighter roast stuff. Just letting you know. People spent the least amount of money at McDonald's. The average was $7.90. Panera Bread, doing pretty well, though. They're in at number 3. Their average visit was $41.
Whew. Golly.
That's a lot of money.
I've only been there once, so I don't know. I mean, the one here locally. I don't know that I've... maybe I've been to another one. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah.
Me too.
That's it. If you're looking to do something different for a friend or a loved one's birthday, don't add a flammable liquid to a birthday cake to make it explode.
No.
While inside the house.
I'd say anywhere, but sure.
Yeah, police in New Jersey say a man decided the best way to get a flaming cake was to add flammable ingredients to his concoction. Officials say they received a call Sunday morning. Police and firefighters were met by an angry man when they turned up at the scene to investigate what was going on. As they continued to talk to the guy, the officer could smell gasoline coming from his clothing. Then the truth came out. Police say the man was attempting to film a fire with a birthday cake utilizing his iPad so that he could post it on YouTube. God, does he get a new idiot card and can we take his devices away from him?
Nobody gets a one-way ticket to Florida.
He was using lighter fluid and gasoline on his kitchen table when things, quote, got out of control. You think? And continuing on the idiot's rampage, traveling abroad, one must exercise proper restraint when faced with awe-inspiring art. Also, thou shalt not take a selfie too close to the priceless statue.
Oh, no.
In Cremona, Italy, a pair of tourists took their wacky self-portrait, shooting to the next level, when they broke a piece of an invaluable sculpture in the process. The tourists didn't whack the statue with a selfie stick, oh, no, 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 or accidentally fall into it, uh-uh. They climbed up on top of the statue so that they could take their selfie. It does not say what country they're from. I've got a vote, though. I'm betting they speak English.
I was going to say, America, spelled with an M.
Golly. But it's important. I mean, you know, you want to get a picture because that's a famous statue. And after all, you're there, and you want to make sure that all your friends know you've been there. So, anyhow, North Carolina police officer is suing Starbucks after his coffee cup collapsed, spilling hot coffee on him. The police lieutenant from Raleigh claims that he burned his thigh, which in turn aggravated his Crohn's disease and caused him to have surgery that led to the removal of a portion of his large intestine.
Whoa!
Wow. Man! How's this one going to work out? He wants $50,000 from Starbucks to cover the cost of the legal and medical fees and the damages. The spokesperson has denied any wrongdoing and will be going to trial. A jury selection will begin today in that trial.
If they're negligent, I think $50,000 sounds reasonable.
Well, I don't know. I'm not there. I just, was there a weaker cup? I don't know what collapsed means. Not sure. Collapsed around the lid. Gotta love Danielle Perez. You hear about Danielle went on The Price is Right and won a wooden cabinet and treadmill worth $395. Great prize, except
she's in a wheelchair.
That's right.
Oh, no. I was being sarcastic.
Danielle, as a comedian, has been in a wheelchair since 2004. She said the strangest thing about her win was the reaction of the staff members on the show. They kept thinking it was a big joke, but there is no irony in their cheers or applause. One of Danielle's friends said the whole thing proves one thing. The show's not rigged. And posted it up on Twitter. Danielle herself said, I'm in a wheelchair and I want a treadmill. Price is Right has no feet and my The Price is Right and have no feet and my blowout was on point. Life got. I don't know what that means. Somebody in a wheelchair wins a... Did you hear about the guy who is... his wife is the chief executive officer of Twitter. He was working out at the Four Seasons
yes.
Hotel on the treadmill. He fell, hit his head, and died?
Yep.
That was Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just remember, if it's your time, I suppose.
Man. Yeah.
724.
When was the last time you made plans to improve your marketing efforts? Did you follow through? We are Frame by Frame, the Brazos Valley's premier film and video production company, and we can help. Whether it's for commercials, social media, trade shows, or any other presentation, having professionally produced visual media is essential for success in today's competitive business environment. Improve your image and message. Call Frame by Frame, film and video production at 979-690-6956 or visit fxfinc.com.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Weekend scrimmage leaves your ankle throbbing. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Express Care at South College Station is open weekends, nights, and holidays. You don't need an appointment. And we have lab and x-ray on site for faster results. St. Joseph Express Care is part of the convenient, quality care available at South College Station. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Texas Document Solutions.
For Enrique Hazel, owner of Endeavor Physical Therapy, now with two locations, the You're in Charge business relationship with Texas Document Solutions started with the sales rep.
He wasn't pushy. I'm in charge.
And it paid off for your sales rep. You've gotten more copier printers.
Definitely it's more efficient to use Texas Document Solutions. I think it's definitely less expensive, toner and time.
What do you mean time?
Yeah, it was seamless. I don't have to worry about machine breaking down. We just make a phone call and they take care of it.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp document imaging technology. Sharp, from the people who put you in charge.
I have time to treat patients, visit with physicians, do operations.
Texas Document Solutions. Go online or call 775-5500. 775-5500.
This is a great local company.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Since 1978, University Pediatric Association has established the finest tradition of specialized pediatric care in the Brazos Valley. Continuing that tradition means adding only the best young pediatric specialists to the team at UPA. It means having weekend and evening hours, a pediatric nurse on call 24/7, and answering only to our families, not a hospital or health system. For more information, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, here for generations and generations to come.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 727. No rush update this morning. Here's our weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, pretty much as far as the radar activity showing the rain, it's moving out of Burleson County and starting to march into really central and northern Grimes County, and College Station has fairly heavy rain. There is some lighter rain in Bryan, and it goes all the way up to Marlin, as a matter of fact. So if you're going to be traveling 6 this morning, you're probably going to be in rain. Aside from that, hit and miss when you get below Brenham, if you're on 290, and going into Houston, maybe some hit and miss showers. But that's the only major rain that's in the entire state of Texas, and it's kind of sitting right on top of us right now. We have 84 for a forecasted high today, and tomorrow up to 86 on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Best chance of rain, it's going to be 20 or 30% for a chance of showers all the way through the weekend. Best chance as it stands right now on Sunday will be 40%. Right now the winds are, as this heavy thunderstorm is coming through, the winds are being clocked at 28 miles an hour, gusting up to 33. And again, that may be happening where you are, and maybe not just if you happen to be in those line of very heavy showers, but they are moving through the area. And we're sitting right now at 68 degrees.
Memorial Day is coming up, folks, and my good friends at Mahindra are stepping up again with a way to honor those who have served our country. The Mahindra Tractor Military Salute Giveaway. Mahindra is giving away an Emax 22 tractor with loader to someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Last year's winner, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Petzinger, is loving his Mahindra, and you could be next. To nominate someone, visit rushlimbaugh.com and look for the Mahindra Tractor Military Salute Giveaway. And God bless all who protect our freedom.
No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. residents 18 and over who are active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, May 24th, 2015. Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Texas Senate has approved slashing higher education benefits for veterans and their families who are given free tuition for military service. Passing on a 24-7 vote, new regulations for the Hazelwood Act would require vets and their children to use the benefit within 15 years of leaving military service and would exclude vets who have not been Texas residents for 8 years. Costs for the program climbed nearly sixfold over the past 4 years and topped $169 million last year, and more dependents have begun receiving free tuition under Hazelwood than veterans. Governor Abbott disagrees that he helped feed conspiracy theories about a U.S. military takeover of Texas when special forces come to the state, including Brazos County, this summer.
Conspiracy theorists have been very active ever since the U.S. Special Forces announced they'd be using Texas for training exercises. That then grew after Governor Abbott sent a letter to the Texas State Guard to monitor the special forces.
There was, frankly, an overreaction to the simple fact that someone has to be in charge with gathering and disseminating information. We stepped in to play that role.
Abbott calls his letter non-inflammatory, despite the fact that he did insinuate the U.S. military might infringe on Texans' constitutional rights, private property rights, and civil liberties. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Two Bryan men are in jail accused of multiple home burglaries last July where the value of the stolen property exceeded $80,000. Bryan police say 18-year-old Gabriel Santillan and 19-year-old Wayman Richardson, who are not roommates according to jail records, hit homes on Lazy Lane, Cavett, Hillside, and Sulphur Springs. Richardson is also charged with a fifth break-in, a home on Valley Oaks. Jewelry, electronics, camera equipment, and guns were taken then sold at two pawn stores. Bryan police arrested a Navasota woman for striking her boyfriend with her SUV. According to the arrest report, an officer saw 37-year-old Elmar Gillespie fall Monday morning on Finfeather near Peace. Gillespie was taken to the hospital with a broken leg and a cut to the head. His girlfriend, 28-year-old Lenita Lewis of Navasota, drove to the police department and, after giving her statement, was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Lewis said they were parked outside a convenience store where he was waiting for a ride to work when her phone rang. Lewis said Gillespie assumed it was another man and said he hit her on the head, then got out of the vehicle. She said she started driving towards him, but she swerved off the road to avoid hitting Gillespie. According to the arrest report, Lewis and Gillespie jumped into the vehicle trying to avoid being hit. Then he was dragged on the pavement before she stopped. A Brenham woman sought by College Station police for the last month and a half has been found. 30-year-old Erica Velez was arrested Monday night for a March 17th incident at Macy's. According to the arrest report, what started as a shoplifting turned into a robbery because Velez struck an employee several times, including one blow where the victim's glasses were knocked off and trying to bite his face. Brazos County is giving citizens another option to respond to jury duty summons.
Since January 2014, there has been a steady decline of answered jury service summons in Brazos County. District Clerk Mark Hamlin says an average of 25% of all summons go unanswered.
We electronically are tracking each and every person that is being called or not called, and we will be able to report to the judges on each individual.
Hamlin says you can now reply in person at the Lincoln Center at 6 p.m. one day a month. The county is hoping this additional option will benefit people who cannot respond online or in person during the middle of the day, which have been the only other options in the past. Hamlin says if the percentage of answered summons increases, everyone would be asked to serve less. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Energy exploration continues in Brazos County despite lower oil prices from a year ago. The company, which did seismic testing on Bryan City streets last year using shockwaves to locate pockets of oil and gas, wants to do the same on county roads south of College Station. The president of the company that negotiates with governments and property owners, Woody Woodside, says their equipment has not damaged streets and underground infrastructure like water and sewer lines.
Shows the impact of a train, just truck traffic, heavy truck traffic, and they all put out more energy than what we will do with our mini vibrators.
County Judge Dwayne Peters was among those still concerned about damage to county roads after appearing after the seismic testing vehicles make their appearance.
But because of that disturbance, maybe, and then traffic going over it for a week, a month, or whatever, then it begins to break down in those spots.
We could put in your permit at that spot, breaks down within 30, 45 days. We'll pay for the damage.
Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman, who represents the area full of what he called vocal residents living in upscale developments, told Woodside they'll be just as angry with their road being blocked for testing as they were during recent repairs.
They just fly down that road. I can see this coming again for 40 days.
Put a sheriff out there and you'll have more revenue.
Well, I could say something off the record right now, but I'm not going to say that.
No action was taken during the commission's workshop, and no date was set when the permit request will be considered. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I'm looking to mix it up a bit.
How about trying our new smoked Gouda club?
I'm listening.
Roast beef, black forest ham, and oven roasted turkey breast, toasted with creamy new smoked Gouda cheese spread, plus your favorite veggies, all on Subway freshly baked bread.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway smoked Gouda club won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jeremy and the gang from Fungineering. What exactly is Fungineering?
Well, we're science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education for kids age 6 to 14.
So lots of homework problems, or is this going to be obviously a little more fun?
No homework. This is a fun environment for kids where they can learn about science and engineering.
How?
We're going to be doing that with Legos, robotics, and Minecraft.
Minecraft?
Minecraft. It's a physics-based game that kids these days love to play.
What's the takeaway they're going to bring back then maybe to school the next year if this is for summer camps?
Well, the hope is that they get an enthusiasm for science and engineering that sticks with them throughout their life.
What's the age limit?
We start out at 6 and we go all the way up to 14.
And for folks that are interested, I saw something about an open house, yes?
Yes, we've got open houses all May long on Wednesday and Thursday nights from 4:30 to 7.
Physical street address where they can go maybe stick their nose in the window?
We're in the Woodstone Shopping Center on Harvey Road, right behind How Do You Roll.
Online?
We're online at fungineeringcs.com, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fungineeringcs.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Some very intense thunderstorms continue to pass west and southwest of the area. Currently along their path, there's going to be heavy rain and large hail. We'll monitor their progress as they work their way towards the east and south. For today, lots of clouds, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm this morning, 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, 70. Tonight, clouds and sun, the risk of a storm tomorrow, breezy, 85. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Pitch is drilled deep to right field, and you can kiss that goodbye.
That was all the Astros could manage in the Rangers game for the Battle of the Boot last night. We'll have more on MLB, NBA, the Aggie softball team getting ready for the SEC tournament, and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
Nothing like coffee delivery in the rain. You can't beat that. Nothing like coffee delivery in the rain when it's your congressman who does that.
Wow.
So we thank you for that this morning.
Well, I'm here to serve. I didn't know where sports was coming from. I'd have gone to his office, too. So we took care of Peace 107 and Candy 95 this morning.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And well, WTAW.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So Bill Floor is in the studio. You're not in session until, what, next Tuesday? Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so as a result, an opportunity to be in the district. I'd like to go back kind of to the end of last week because you were interviewed on a radio, national radio show, and referenced by Rush on our program, having to do with the unrest in Baltimore, and a parallel was drawn between that and gay marriage, according to you in this report. Is that right? Tell me about that.
Well, that report turned out to be a left-wing media hit job from a Soros-funded organization called Right Wing Watch.
Okay.
And it's really amazing to see how these people operate in terms of trying to tear down conservatives. What we were talking about was marriage. And we were talking about the single best way to help get people out of poverty is to be part of a two-parent household. And so I was talking about that, but the words gay marriage never came out of my mouth, or same-sex marriage, or anything like that. But that didn't prevent this left-wing group from saying that I said that gay marriage caused Baltimore, and that was just absolutely false.
Right.
And then, even Bill Maher said the same thing. I mean, it just repeated. And so what happens is the liberal groups spin this stuff up in the social media, hoping that more of a traditional media like the Washington Post will pick it up.
Sure. Well, and again, but more than expand, if you will, what I mean, this is the latest in, I don't know, a civil rights battle. They showed an NBC News report from almost 50 years ago that they're saying the same things today that we did 50 years ago about racial unrest. And have we moved down the road in any way?
Well, I thought we had. It seems to me like in the last 6 years or so under this president, we've moved backwards. If you think about what happened when you had the policeman went to the Harvard professor's house and the things that the president said before he knew the facts, it seems like the president and Eric Holder sort of incite this stuff in terms of trying to make everything that goes wrong into a racial issue when race is not really part of it. And so because of that, I think there is a heightened awareness of when something comes up, when there's an incident between whites and blacks or any other groups. And it's unfortunate because I think that in the case of Baltimore, you had a person who was being arrested. Also, there were African-American cops involved in this, too. So you can't say it was white on black because you had black on black as part of, I mean, a black police officer as well as a black person who was being charged.
Sure.
And ultimately was unfortunately killed in the process. We've got to get away from this and start looking at what the real facts are and try to get race out of it because in most cases, race is not part of it.
Bill Floor is joining us in studio today. It happened in Texas, and so that might make us more cognizant of it, but obviously homegrown terrorism again. This morning, I believe they said they had 71 terrorists in place in the United States. Your thoughts there?
Well, I suspect that there are terrorists in this country that are some are homegrown and some have found ways to get across our porous southern border to get into the country. If you look at the way ISIS advertises, they really do some slick work. When I was in the Middle East back in November, I looked at some of the work they were using that they were using to recruit people. And you could see how it would be effective at recruiting disaffected Americans today. So I suspect we do have some homegrown terrorists that are sympathetic to the message that ISIS has. I think it causes us to be ever more vigilant about dealing with these folks.
Bill Flores with us this morning in the studio. Earlier this morning, we were talking about how the Senate did pass a budget, the Republican budget plan. But the story said that this was a resolution that is non-binding and will not be sent to the president. Explain to me kind of how that works.
Well, under the Budget Act of 1974, what Congress does is that the House and Senate get together, ultimately, hopefully, and agree on a budget. And when they pass that budget, that's all that has to happen to it. It becomes a resolution for Congress as a whole to use when they set their legislative priorities and their appropriations bills for the coming fiscal year. So in this case, the House and the Senate, for the first time in 10 years, agreed on a unified budget, and then we will use that budget to determine what we're going to do aspirationally from a legislative standpoint, but most importantly, what we're going to do from an appropriation standpoint, because we've set the top-line spending, and we've set the general outline of how we're going to spend taxpayer money below that in terms of how much goes to defense, how much goes to a Department of Energy or whatever. And so that's the reason it's so important to do it. I mean, I'm thrilled to see the House and the Senate finally do one. I mean, the House has done one for all 5 years that I've been there. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see the Senate get off their rears and do the same thing so that we can have a unified budget. It does balance in less than 10 years. We also, most importantly, have reconciliation instructions included in this budget. And this is the tool that we can use to be able to put an Obamacare repeal and replacement resolution in the Senate that only requires 51 votes, and it's a privilege motion.
Now, if that happened today, what is that basket going to look like? What's going to be in that?
Well, I'm not sure. I know what the repeal will look like, and that will be to pull most of Obamacare out by the roots. Everything that you can use reconciliation for, you can't get 100% of it using reconciliation, but a lot of it. And then what the replacement would look like is something hopefully similar to what the Republican Study Committee is putting together, the group that I chair. And so what we would look at is malpractice and litigation reform, would look at allowing customers to buy insurance across state lines, would have families get treated the same way that companies do when they're buying their health care coverage, would have a feature to allow small groups to form associations so that they get volume buying power when they're buying insurance, and a multitude of other things. We also have some neat things about veterans health care that I'm not going to talk about today because we're still trying to get the I's and the T's in it. Yeah, get dot the I's and cross the T's.
Okay. That's looking forward. You get back next Tuesday. What's the to-do list then?
Well, the to-do list is pretty intensive. In terms of the Republican Study Committee, we're going to be rolling out our health care plan by the middle of the month. Also, the Bryan College Station, the Waco Chambers are coming to town soon, and so we're getting ready for that trip when they come up. We passed two appropriations bills. We passed the Milcon VA appropriations bill. We also passed the energy and water appropriations bills, earliest since 1974, by the way. We're starting the process earlier, and we have good language in there to stop some of the administration's activities, sort of a bureaucratic behavioral modification set of provisions. And so we've got 10 more appropriations bills to do, so those will be queued up over the course of the next few weeks.
The Republican Party, I know, has some dividing marks. One of them has to do with whether illegal immigrants granted deferred deportation by the president should be eligible for service in the military. What's your thought on that individually?
I am fine with Dreamers serving in the military. I think that's fine. And I actually, if you talk to the folks in this district, they'll say that that is one of the things that they're okay with in terms of giving a Dreamer a path to earn citizenship by serving in the military or doing some sort of other public service. Our constituents are fine with that. I am too. Okay.
Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday, even when they're not in session. Sometimes he's even on our studio, and we appreciate
it. With coffee.
Exactly. And you can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We thank you for the time this morning.
Good talking to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
All right. Thank you, sir.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Happiness is a core American value in many ways. In fact, the phrase pursuit of happiness is even written into our Declaration of Independence. But I often wonder, do we really know what true happiness is? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. George Sanders was an Academy Award-winning actor for nearly 3 decades throughout Hollywood's golden age. And yet, despite all the accolades, wealth, and fame of his storied career, he was deeply unhappy. So much so that he committed suicide in a hotel room after leaving a note that said, "Life is a bore." Most people are surprised to learn that possessions have very little to do with creating happiness. Studies prove that new cars, promotions, bigger homes, and wealth raise our level of happiness only by about 10%. But within a short amount of time, our happiness levels usually drop back to where they were before. As it turns out, genuine happiness requires substance and meaning, things like connection and positive relationships, expressions of gratitude and forgiveness, and a deep and abiding faith. Long-term happiness is a byproduct of well-being, and that only comes about through connection to good, meaningful attributes of life that have lasting value. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
680-90-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51. A pair of A&M freshmen made it to the All-Southeastern Conference teams. Torrey Vidalis was a second-team selection and joined freshman Ashley Walters on the SEC All-Freshman team. Vidalis hit a league-record second-best 18 homers in her rookie campaign and ranks second on the team with a .359 batting average. Walters, the rookie catcher, leads the program in doubles with 13, adding 3 dingers to her total. All that to say A&M baseball is gearing up for their SEC run. The ladies start their Southeastern Conference tournament play against South Carolina in the first game of the 2015 SEC tournament. The 8th-seeded Aggies and Gamecocks are set to square off at 4 o'clock today in the third game of the day in the opening round of play. If victorious, A&M will face 1-seed Florida in the tournament quarterfinals. The Aggies carry a 7-1 record into neutral site games this week. The Allen Academy boys track team won the Texas Christian Athletic League's Division II state championship, knocking off Houston Texas Christian for the title. The Rams won by more than 10 points. The Blinn College softball team stumbled in Game 1, but roared back to beat Navarro College 7-3 in the second game to give them the regional tournament championship. The Bucks will play in the NJCAA National Tournament held May 3rd through the 16th in Utah. And it was a battle for the boot in Houston.
Pitch is drilled deep to right field, and you can kiss that goodbye. A solo homer for Luis Valbuena, his 7th long ball of the year.
That dinger was all the Stros could muster, though. The Texas Rangers beat Houston 7-1 last night to win consecutive games for the first time this season. Ranger manager Jeff Bannister said the bats were hot early for Texas.
It's what we've been talking about all throughout the first month of the season, and
the type of hitters we want to be. We want to be aggressive. We want to be aggressive in the zone, keep the ball in the middle of the field, and drive the baseball in the gaps. And, you know, these guys, they've been battling for that, been battling towards that. And, you know, you saw the at-bats early, the first 23 plate appearances and the damage that we did. And then, you know, it slacked off a little bit there when, you know, the Houston pitchers retired 14 straight. But, you know, it was nice to see the damage early.
The Rangers and Stros square off again tonight at 7:10. You can catch that on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The NCAA has certified three new bowls to push the total number of postseason games in major college football to 42. Debuting this season will be two unnamed games as of yet, one of them in Austin, Texas, the other in Tucson, Arizona, and then the Cure Bowl in Florida. The new bowls mean 82 of the 128 FBS teams will play in the postseason next year. In an almost complete reversal from last week, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby said his league has little interest in adding a conference championship game. The conference had been the only one among the Power Five left out of the first college football playoff. It was also the only major college conference that does not play a conference championship game. Here's ESPN's Big 12 reporter Max Olson.
They feel like it's just hard to make that big a move after only 1 year of evidence. And obviously, there's really no precedent with the college football playoffs, so it's hard to take a big swing like this and try and fix your fortunes when you don't really know how much this will help or hurt you in the future.
Last week, Bowlsby said the Big 12 was at a, quote, disadvantage if it didn't add a 13th game. In the NBA playoffs, the Atlanta Hawks and Memphis Grizzlies have evened their respective conference semifinals at a game apiece by winning last night. The Hawks beat the Wizards 106-90, and the Grizzlies ran over Golden State 97-90. Game two for the Rockets and Clippers is tonight, and Rockets MVP James Harden said that the Rockets have more than enough talent and strength to win game two.
It was things that, you know, we can control. Well, that's the beauty of it. You know, we've been through some adversity, you know, a lot at some point this year, and so another case where, you know, lost the first game at home, decided to bounce back.
L.A. and Houston tonight. In Houston, they'll tip it off at 8:10. In the NHL, the Chicago Blackhawks have a 3-0 lead in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the Calgary Flames are 2-1 in their series with Anaheim. The Hawks down the Wild 1-0, and the Flames edge the Ducks 4-3. And finally, Manny Pacquiao and his handlers have been hit with a lawsuit following his loss to Floyd Mayweather Jr. The plaintiffs allege they were defrauded after paying to watch the fight because Pacquiao failed to disclose his shoulder was injured and will have to have surgery. The suit seeks class action status on behalf of anyone who bought tickets, purchased pay-per-view, or bet on the fight. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit callawayjones.com.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet, and we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Couple of minutes now before 8 o'clock, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Looks like the heavy rain's kind of moved out of here at least for a little while, or maybe moved on to other places, right? Okay. Anyhow, some fairly serious rain that came through this morning, and there is still a flash flood.